نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. Yesterday on dua we had discussed, the last part in the dua was to ask Allah Ta'ala for rida bil qada. So there's another dua which starts off on this note. In this dua, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked and taught us to ask. Because this is what this dua is all about. These duas are ta'aleem for us. So the dua starts off with, Allahumma inni as'aluka rida ba'da al-qada. Ya Allah, I ask you for that ability to be completely subservient and submit myself to your decree, to be happy with your decree. The explanation of this came yesterday, of what this means. Briefly, we had discussed this yesterday. The first aspect is, Allahumma inni as'aluka rida ba'da al-qada. And then, wa barda al-aishi ba'da al-maut. Barda al-aish, what this refers to, is a comfortable life. Bard in Arabic means cool. So, in a little bit of a more casual translation, which is the way in which sometimes this is described in casual talk, that person wants to have a cool life. I mean, a cool life, he has something in mind what he's referring to. The reference is obvious. Cool life is a life of comfort and luxury, and a life of ease, a life of whatever he, all his things that he desires. So a cool life is what we all dream about. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking this dua, wa barda al-aish. But when? Wa barda al-aishi ba'da al-maut. Allah, after death, then give me the comfort of that life of the hereafter. In the du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in general in the ahadith as such, there isn't any place that you'll probably find du'a for the comforts of dunya. You'll find for afiyat. But the cool life of dunya, you won't find that. You'll find qana'at, asking for contentment. You'll find kafaf. Allahumma ja'al rizqa ali Muhammadin quta. Ya Allah, make the provision of the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quta. What is just barely sufficient for them, which takes care of their needs. Now the family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua for them, but he's making dua quta. What is just barely sufficient. It just takes care of the needs. They don't have any difficulty. They don't need to stretch their hand out to anybody else. But that's the way it is. And in some ahadith, what has been mentioned is that a person is wa ruziqa kafafan, who's been given sufficient. Wa qanna'ahu Allahu bima ata, and Allah has granted him qana'at on it. And this is, mashallah, he is away. So we dream about the cool life of dunya only. There's no harm in having the any comforts and luxuries which Allah Ta'ala has made available to somebody. By all means, Allah's ni'mat. But that is not the aspiration that a person is, because then there's no end to that. Whatever comfort a person has, whatever luxuries he already possesses, and it might be way above average, but if that becomes the direction in which his heart is attached, then there'll always be that need for to upgrade that. And there'll never be an end point. Because the lack of contentment, then that just carries on. So whatever he has already to, which is more than good enough, but there's a void in enjoying it. Why? Because the sight is on something else. So this too is, now there's some bit is missing, there's some void in it. So here in this dua, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking, وَبَرْدَ الْعَيْشِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. Ya Allah, grant me the comfort, the ease of akhirat. And in akhirat, we ask for the highest level of comfort, Jannat al-Firdaus. So وَبَرْدَ الْعَيْشِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. Now one is the comfort of akhirat in the form of all the ni'mats of Jannat. But something beyond that, far beyond that. So now, Jannat is beyond what we can imagine. مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. No eye has seen, no ear has ever heard of the reality of Jannat. Meaning we can't understand the reality. We've heard some things, but we can't understand the reality. And it has never crossed any heart and mind. What is the reality of Jannat? It's beyond what we can think about. But despite that being beyond what we can think about, something beyond that as well. So beyond that can be what? So the third aspect in this dua, وَلَذَّةً نَظَرِ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِكَ وَالشَّوْقَ إِلَىٰ لِقَائِكَ. Allah, give me the ecstasy of seeing your being in Jannat. So that is never going to happen in dunya, because that is impossible for us in our situation to ever be able to see Allah Ta'ala in dunya. But in Jannat, Allah will make that possible for the Jannatis. So now in dunya, that is the aspiration. So now many times we have a lot of desire to go and see something somewhere, some scenery somewhere. What is within the limits of Shariat, the niyat is correct. Within limits, not making that as a obsession or as a objective in itself, no harm in it. And especially if it is done with the right niyat, that seeing the halal scenery that Allah Ta'ala has provided out there to recognize Allah Ta'ala. But all this in its, within its boundaries and limits. But we are dreaming all the time to now just see things for the sake of seeing it. But here Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that take your sight above. This is too small. Appreciate what Allah Ta'ala has manifested out there in the dunya, what is permissible to look at. Appreciate it, but use it to recognize Allah Ta'ala. See the rising sun and don't just see it as something, just some phenomena. See, there's the, recognize the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala in there. See the moon shining, recognize Allah's Qudrat in it. Look at that flower with all its different colors, recognize Allah's Qudrat. Allah has drawn our attention to so many makhluqat in the Quran Sharif, that we must ponder over it, and let it become a means of bringing the marifat of Allah in our hearts. أوحى ربك إلى النحل أن اتخذي من الجبال بيوتا ومن الشجر ومما يعرشون. Allah Ta'ala has given details about the honey bee, how it goes about bringing that nectar and what goes on. The tafsirs, all these details have been explained in the tafsir of these ayat. So this is just mentioned as some scientific facts. No, it's there to highlight the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, so that we recognize Allah's Qudrat and thereby become closer to Allah Ta'ala. So now to take our sight beyond this dunya, but appreciate this, use it to gain the marifat of Allah Ta'ala, but take our sight beyond this. وَلَذَّةً نَظَرِ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِكَ. Ya Allah, grant me the enjoyment and the ecstasy of seeing you in Jannat. And already now from dunya, that will happen in Jannat. وَالشَّوْقَ إِلَىٰ لِقَائِكَ. Ya Allah, grant me the yearning to meet you. Now when this becomes the condition of a person, Allah Ta'ala grant it to us, that the shock to meet Allah Ta'ala is there, that yearning is to meet Allah Ta'ala. So now will he do anything, will he deliberately put himself in situations that's going to cause some disruption in this yearning, or Allah forbid might jeopardize this for a while, that he might end up somewhere to get cleansed in Jahannam. He won't afford that. He can't allow that to happen. That yearning will drive him to do that which will take him closer to Allah Ta'ala. Because that is his yearning. وَالشَّوْقَ إِلَىٰ لِقَائِكَ. So now he wants to be blessed with the great ni'mat of seeing Allah Ta'ala. So now he'll look after his gaze in dunya because he wants this great vision in akhirat. So subhanallah, this dua on the one side is dua, but it's teaching us so much. وَالشَّوْقَ إِلَىٰ لِقَائِكَ. Allah, give me the yearning to meet you. Now when that yearning has come in the heart to meet Allah Ta'ala, then the heart becomes somewhat cold towards dunya. When the heart is attached to akhirat, this is a common thing in day-to-day life also. This is witnessed, this is understood. A person sometimes, his heart gets so caught up in something, Allah forbid, sometimes in some haram love, he becomes cold to everybody else around. His own parents also becomes cold to them. Becomes cold to people who have been so helpful to him. He is so engrossed in that haram. And now come what may, he can't think of anything else, can't focus anywhere else, because his heart got stuck in that haram. So when the heart gets attached somewhere, it becomes disinclined to other things around it. So this is all futile and in fact terribly harmful and detrimental if it's haram. But if the heart, the yearning to meet Allah Ta'ala comes, then it becomes somewhat cold to dunya. Not that a person will abandon dunya. He'll still use the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, make shukr over it. But his heart is not going to be attached to it. His heart will be with Allah Ta'ala. So وَالشَّوْقَ إِلَىٰ لِقَائِقَ فِي غَيْرِ ضَرَّاءَ مُضِرَّ وَلَا فِتْنَةٍ مُضِلَّ. The crux of this is, now this yearning to meet Allah Ta'ala is actually, then a person has to cross the bridge of death. To meet Allah Ta'ala, that bridge has to be passed. So now this must not become in such a way that there's some difficulty that comes in the way to get to a person to get to that point with afiyat. Allah, we want to have the shock to meet you. We want to get there with afiyat, with salamati. So, fi ghairi darra'a mudirra, without any harm coming upon us, and without getting caught up in any fitna. Because sometimes that yearning also comes after a person fell into a major disaster. Then he had to pick up the pieces. Now he realized, what? How I wasted my life. What I put myself into. So now he's picking up the pieces and coming back to Allah Ta'ala. Now that reality opened up, this is what I should have done long time ago. Where I gave my heart and what it brought to me. What I put myself into. Ya Allah, save me from that. That I'm not driven to you by a disaster. But I'm driven to you with afiyat. With that shock of the heart directly. So fi ghayri darra'a mudirra wa la fitnatin mudilla. And then Allahumma zayyinna bi zinatil iman waj'alna hudatan muhtadin. Ya Allah, adorn us with the adornment of iman. So one is iman itself. Mashallah, we're making dua. Who's going to make this kind of dua? Is a person who has iman. But the adornments of iman are all the attributes and the qualities of iman. So one is iman itself, mashallah. But then now to get adorned with the attributes of iman. The attributes of iman, all the noble akhlaq, tawazu is an attribute of iman. Generosity is an attribute of iman. Kindness, compassion, forgiveness is all attributes of iman. Sabr and shukr are attributes of iman. Tolerance, humility, these all are part of iman. And all the other sifat of iman, Ya Allah, that adorn me with it. That I'm not just a mu'min in name. But all the adornments, dunya, we are all the time trying to adorn ourselves with something or the other. All kinds of things we are all the time trying to use to bring some kind of adornment to our person, to our homes, to our cars and everything else. The adornment really is the adornment of the heart. this is what we're asking for. Allahumma zayyinna bi zinatil iman waj'alna hudatan muhtadin. Ya Allah, make us hudat, the plural of hadi, hudat, one who guides. So every person is being taught to ask, Ya Allah, make me one who guides others also. And make me among the muhtadin, who are rightly guided. Because to be able to guide correctly, you have to be guided yourself. So we're asking for that as well. But now outwardly it seems like this sequence should have been the other way around. That first should have been muhtadin and then hudat. That Ya Allah, make me rightly guided and then make me a guide as well. Every person has to be a guide to his family, a guide to people around him. That is part of our deen. To be able to take nasihat and advice and also give. But obviously we must know what we're saying. We must have the knowledge of what advice we're giving. Otherwise, on a general note, every person is capable of giving some general advice. So this outwardly seems the sequence should have been the other way around. But one point in this that the ulama explain, that this is highlighting that to be 100% muhtad, 100% rightly guided, then it requires everything that's required, including that he must be guiding others also. Now he'll become 100% muhtad. That if this is missing, then there's something, some deficiencies too. You say, I'm doing my own thing, that's enough. No, that's not enough. Together with doing whatever we require to do, it is part of our responsibility also to guide others. That is part of our deen. وَجَعَلْنَا هُدَاتًا مُهْتَدِينَ غَيْرَ ضَالِّينَ وَلَا مُضِلِّينَ. Ya Allah, save us from being deviated ourselves and save us from deviating others. Otherwise, that is a double disaster. The sin of one's own actions as well as the sin of those who we led astray. So subhanallah, in this one dua, what is encompassed in it? So these duas, us, if we recite them a few times also, it's easy to memorize them. But then to consciously make these duas, and as mentioned, these compilations, Al-Hizbul Azam and Munajat-e-Maqbool, etc., they have all these duas recorded in them. And if one just makes this a daily practice, one manzil daily, and if not one manzil daily, then half manzil daily. It'll take 5 minutes, less than 5 minutes maybe. But in a week, or if it's half manzil daily, then over 2 weeks, we'll cover a very vast number of du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then all these great bounties of Allah Ta'ala, which, number one, we are asking for it as well. And then the very great lesson it's giving us, that this is where our heart should be. This is what we should be aspiring for. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. معمولات أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق من شر غاسق إذا وقب من شر النفاثات في العقد من شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق من شر غاسق إذا وقب من شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق من شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد من شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت.